Southern FM, and we are The Collective. Thanks for being with us. It's 20 minutes after 11, and it is Fashion First. And today, it's all about menswear. Not for women, not the stuff, but for men. Menswear for Men by Sheldon Kopman, and he joins us in studio. We all know him for the brand Naked Ape, but it looks like he's expanded and started another brand, JD by Sheldon Kopman. We have to talk about that. The genesis of that, you know, what is it all about? What are the looks? Is it a big difference from Naked Ape? Is it an extension of Naked Ape? Tell us more about JD.
Well, I mean, basically, we're just making the circle bigger. So we'd like to spread our wings out into the market entirely. So allowing more people, more consumers, more men to actually have a little bit, a piece of Naked Ape.
Especially because there isn't a lot of variety for men out there when it comes to fashion.
And, you know, for a designer like myself to survive also within an industry, you do need to have a commercial line. Mm-hmm. You know, so I've got to give thanks to basically the guys from GA Creative, who are the ones who are the brainchild of this particular brand, saying, let's go ahead and do this and make this happen. And they are the ones who are going to be funding the entire thing. So this is commercial. You're talking big volumes here, and fantastic prices. You know, so we know that there's definitely a market out there, and we know that there's definitely a market for more of a local identity as well.
Absolutely.
You know, so allowing a South African designer, a menswear designer such as myself to be within this kind of structure is really, really fantastic.
So I love the themes, you know, the cross themes right here. We're talking identity, collaborative identity, talking collectivity, but obviously there's a signature that you'll bring through within your design. And the collection, I understand, also features your established fabrication signature of cotton and natural fiber blends. Yeah. This all sourced locally?
Yes and no. Some of it is sourced
locally.
For
the commercial range, that is.
Absolutely. Okay. With when it comes to fabrication, in South Africa, we are not producing what we were producing back in the 80s and the 90s, or even early 2000s for that matter.
Okay.
The market has shifted all the way to the east. So a lot of the fabric that we've been using, whether it be for Naked Ape or for whatever the designers are using within South Africa, a lot of the fabric is sourced from foreign sources. So whether it be Europe, the east, India, or sometimes America, South America, or depending, that the fabrication itself, a lot of it is coming from there. Like India, for example, I'll give you an example with India. They produce a lot of cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Now that cotton goes out to markets like Japan, China, Italy, even England. And they basically, they weave it up there, design all the various different weaves for it, and send it back to India. India being a hub for a lot of sourcing for various different designers.
So just to pick a trend, I think it's quite interesting. Sheldon, you've said back in 2000, even earlier, there was obviously more local production happening in print and that kind of thing. Do you think it's because of kind of the global economy and South Africans traveling more that the trend has shifted? Or do you think we need to re-look at our industry of manufacturing and keeping things local?
I think, you know, a combination of both, Ange, but more so the fact that, you know, when you're looking at market giants like China,
it's
impossible to try and
compete
with them.
Especially China,
everybody chases price at the end of the day, price and delivery. You know, supply and demand is what the fashion industry is all about. As much as you are design is probably 10% of the entire process of garment making, right? The rest you've got to rely on other sources, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even if we are to produce a garment within South Africa, we're relying on a lot of the trims, the fabrication of that particular garment, the packaging of the garment, all of that is not made locally.
It's got to be.
So there's a lot of industry-related manufacturers that can reignite, because we do have them, they do exist.
I like what
but
you
they
said.
Folded over time purely because of competitive fast fashion, shall I say.
I like that, competitive fast fashion.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at some examples here of some of your latest menswear. We're definitely going to... Ooh, that's hot. We're going to tweet some of them out so you can also see them via at 2000FMSA. Beautiful clothes. It looks like you're going for a very edgy look, if I can describe it that way. The short sort of cargo-inspired suit pants with a very beautiful, you know, nicely tailored shirts, jackets with short sleeves, and that sort of thing. But, you know, when I look at the South African, he typically, he's not the tallest guy. So, I mean, when you define, do you take such things into consideration?
Absolutely.
Things like body shape, our climate, when you pick the fabric, and so on and so forth. Look, I know your story because you are an international fashion stylist, but I mean, in South Africa, we've got some limitations.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think, like, we're talking about South Africa and Africa as a continent.
Yeah.
Cotton is a very, very friendly fabric across the board.
Mm-hmm.
It breathes exceptionally well. It's good for our clients, it's good for hot weather. All of the suiting that we are producing, I'll say about 90% of that suiting is going to be made out of a nice lightweight cotton with a little bit of a stretch in it. The tailoring, when you're looking at those particular cargo shorts, it's slim fitting, it's got a bit of stretch in the fabric. It's very flattering on any leg, whether it be a big leg or a small leg. The same is what we are doing with our plastic cargo pants that we're bringing out into the market, which is also skinny, but it's multifunctional. So what we do is you try to, you know, clothing has to be a little bit more multifunctional. You know, it can't just be wear it in one style with one outfit only. So taking weather into consideration is what the key of this particular collection is about when it comes to fabrication. When it comes to style, of course, all body shapes are considered. You know, sometimes there'll be certain items that won't flatter you on your particular body shape.
Of course,
and sometimes
it
would. The wonderful thing about this is that it's not a bespoke collection, it's commercial. So everything from our patterning to our grading of those particular patterns, we work on a standard block, right? In other words, we work on a standard size breakdown that works commercially for everybody. Although we will have our little tweaks here and there that makes it uber special, that we will introduce within each of those particular styles.
Okay, you know, I have to ask, you know, you've done your thing across the globe, in New York City, in Milan, in Paris, as a fashion director, designing and, of course, styling everybody who matters. I have to ask you, it may be a bit of an unfair question, but as a lady, I have to ask, are you going to come out with a women's fashion line? Even if it's just like one range for one season, are you going to do it?
That would be lovely, right? That would
be great.
We make some really beautiful jackets, you know. We've actually got to a point where we've taken the jacket to another level.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to jackets and coats, etc., we do the odd ladies item.
On request only.
But we've also made an absolutely beautiful 100% pure hand woven bamboo shawl for women that is beautiful. Michelle Obama has one, a couple of other high flyers have one.
We're not going to drop too many
names.
African.
It sounds like something that Donna Karen would absolutely love, because I know she loves natural fabrics.
So let's look at what would traditionally be known as fall, if we had such a seasonal change maybe in Cape Town, but spring, summer 2014, what inspired the collection, what can we expect? And we've kind of visually described as that kind of thing. Vibrancy and colors.
Absolutely.
Going into winter, I know there's a lot of hot color and leather and texture.
Yeah.
But
going into summer, so let's just skip 6 months. going into summer, we're looking at, I mean, the inspiration for JD by Sheldon Copeland is all about Johannesburg. It's about Joburg. It's about the people of Johannesburg, you know, the creativity, you know, the inspiration is about the streets. The color, the vibrance that you find amongst us as a society, as a community, as a nation within Jozi.
I like
that. It's pretty about Johannesburg, except a wonderful, fantastic skyline, you know, and all of
and
us.
And its people are
that
cool.
Walk around looking absolutely cool. Right?
And,
you know, we're very innovative in this market, and we're very artistic as well. So all of that has been taken into consideration when creating this particular collection. There's some awesome color coming through.
Okay,
you know,
color.
There's touches of old, of retro kind of township feel coming through as well.
Good.
But everything is based on street tailoring. So street tailoring for the masses, basically.
If you could say you could taste fashion, I'm almost tasting it.
Yeah, actually we are. Yeah, that's totally celebrating. Okay, Sheldon, so, I mean, you're talking about JD as, you know, a commercial brand that is going to reach the masses nationally. So when we're talking commercial, where exactly can we find it? I mean, if I am looking to look, touch and try on the pieces and, you know, see what works for me right now, where can I actually get the pieces?
Well, the fantastic thing about J Creative is that they have their distribution locked down. That's what they know best, is distribution. So we're probably looking at various different retail outlets, the likes of Parapet possibly. You know, it's all debatable at the moment, but you will find it in various different downtown stores, whether it be Carlton Centre or Diagonal Street, you know, the various different smaller, I'll call them downtown boutiques, because they stock some beautiful things. So you'll be able to find it around there. You'll be able to find it in many, 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 many stores. We'll obviously let you know closer to the time, and you'll be able to look at the website, whereby you'll be able to access all of that information.
Excellent stuff. Hopefully it'll be sometime soon, yeah?
Absolutely.
Because it's beautiful.
Well, I mean we're debuting next week on,
okay,
on RSA Fashion Week. So on the 5th of April will be the show.
So second to 9th is the Fashion Week already. 5th of April.
Yeah.
All right.
And the collection will probably be out in store by end of August.
Okay.
September, yeah.
That is definitely not
early
too long away.
Summer, here we come. Yeah. July, it's over.
Excellent stuff. Look, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for sharing the latest in your world. I'm very excited. Unfortunately, I can't wear any of these. But they are stunning. Lelo, are you enticed? Are you appetized?
I'm
are
very
you feeling?
Enticed. I mean, we're talking about the brogues that they've got here, as well as the cargos and the shirts, including the waistcoat as well. And these three-quarter pants as well. It's something that is quite in fashion.
I would really call it a three-quarter, Lelo. It's more like a two-inch turn-up that you're seeing there.
If it shows the ankle, we like a three-quarter. It actually looks absolutely amazing. It looks good.
Thanks.
Yeah. I need to get myself a couple of these outfits.
Well, guys, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for visiting. Very exciting. Who are you going to be styling next, very quickly?
Watch the space.
All right, we'll do that. Tina, Christina, Sheldon Cotton for 2000 FM.
There we go. All right.
Excellent stuff. Thank you so much, Sheldon. So, Fashion First will be back again next week, same time, right here on The Collective. And yes, it looks like we still have those technical challenges. So no news bulletin for now, no news headlines, but we're crossing over to the news now, sporting news that is, with Lelo. Let's find out what's happening.
This is 2000 FM Sports.
Kicking off your sports bulletin in The Collective in this hour with football. Kaizer Chiefs midfielder Josta Zadla's future hangs in the balance. This is after he submitted a plea bargain to the South African Institute of Drugs Free Sport following his doping allegation. SAID's general manager Khalid Galant confirmed that the 34-year-old will appear before their disciplinary committee.